You're listening to The Digital Entrepreneur, the show for folks who want to discover smarter ways to create and sell profitable digital goods and services. This podcast is a production of Digital Commerce Institute, the place to be for digital entrepreneurs. DCI features an in-depth, ongoing instructional academy, plus a live education and networking summit, where entrepreneurs from across the globe meet in person. For more information, go to rainmaker.fm/digital-commerce. That's rainmaker.fm/digital-commerce.
Welcome back to The Digital Entrepreneur. I am your host, Jared Morris, the VP of Marketing for Rainmaker Digital. And for those of you scoring at home, this is now episode number 21. And I am joined today by a couple of familiar voices. First, we have Brian Clark, the founder and CEO of Rainmaker Digital. Brian, welcome back to the show that you started.
Do you really think people are scoring at home?
No. But yeah, it's a callback to an old SportsCenter catchphrase. I've always wanted to say it.
I do appreciate the reference, and I did get it.
But. We'll see how many other people do. And now a person who definitely did not get that reference. We also have Chris Garrett, the chief marketing technologist at Rainmaker Digital. And Chris, I hope this appearance helps cure your podcasting withdrawal symptoms that I'm sure you're still going through.
Yes, that it does. And I can confirm I did not get that reference.
Yes, that was the sporting ball
inside
reference.
Inside baseball.
That went. Yeah, I know.
I don't even get inside baseball. I have to have Sonia explain that one to me.
Alrighty, well, we are not going to talk about baseball today on this episode of The Digital Entrepreneur. We are going to talk about email. And we discussed this topic back when we did our five-episode series on the elements of the modern marketing website a couple months ago. And we'll have that episode linked for you in the show notes. But email actually kicked that series off. And the episode was titled, How Email Still Creates the Profit Engine of Your Digital Business. And so if you are not yet convinced that you need to be building an email list, go back and listen to that episode and then get started building an email list. For this episode, we're going to assume that you understand the importance of building an email list and are in fact already doing so and are at that next level stage where you're looking to become more sophisticated with your email marketing. You're working with autoresponders, you want to get into tagging and segmentation, perhaps improve what you're already doing in that area. And that's our big idea today, which is to stress the importance of thinking in a more sophisticated and strategic way about what you're doing with email, and also to discuss how we're building these tools and features into the Rainmaker platform in a way that no one else has really done because of one key, huge difference, which we will get to here in a bit. But first, Brian, I want to start off just by asking you, why have tagging and segmentation become such essential elements of an email marketing campaign?
Well, it's all about that providing a more personalized experience. You know, when we're putting together our email sequences, everything depends on the action or inaction. And there are, you know, usually a couple to several variables that are always at play. Isn't it smarter to speak to someone based on what they actually do, what they show interest in, than some one-size-fits-all just autoresponder stream? You know, that worked great for me in 2001 to 2005, but we are in a very different world now.
Yeah, no, we are. And so what the message that you are delivering to your audience, it needs to adapt, right? We've talked about this idea of the right message for the right person at the right time. And that's what this allows you to do. And Chris, you know, Brian and I were actually talking the other day, and we were talking about the difference between tagging and segmentation. And what is that difference? Can you explain kind of what tagging and segmentation actually are, kind of from a more technical standpoint, and what the difference is between them?
Well, segmentation is what Brian was just talking about, talking to the people who are interested in the topic about that topic and not sending them information that they're clearly not interested in. So you segment them, you put them into groups. So this group is interested in red widgets, and this group is interested in blue widgets. And you can do that by putting them on two different lists, or you can have one master list and add information about them. So Brian is interested in basketball and Jared's interested in football. It can be one list called sports, but that information about what they're interested in could be a tag. It could be a custom variable. It's a piece of information about that subscriber or that prospect. So back in the day with the early sales CRM processes, you would say, this is a prospect, this is a warm lead, this is a qualified lead, right? You would say, this person has shown interest, this person is ready to be closed. And that's a piece of information about them. So all tagging is just like you would tag a blog post to say it's about science fiction or romance, you would tag a person to say, this is what we know about them.
And it's, you know, it's so important to be able to do this, to have flexibility, because, you know, I'll give you an example from a project that I was working on with a, you know, with a certain email provider. And, you know, I wanted a way to send messages to the people who visited, you know, this is for the assembly call, people who watched the show the most, right? And so, you know, I had a way, you know, if people had visited that page 10 times, I would tag them a certain way, but I actually had to create a separate list for those people and send it to a separate list and pay separately for that list, as opposed to it just being a tag for those people, those subscribers, all within my list already, that I could just email. And, you know, and that's
what I have to do now, and I'm not shy. It's AWeber and Chris, when are we moving me to Rainmaker? Because it's so unwieldy when you have to create a new list. And
yeah, I hate it.
Yeah. It's just not, it doesn't make sense. And I think AWeber has some very much more expensive advanced features that may include this. I'm not sure, but my opinion is this is just email in 2016. This isn't advanced email marketing. This is just email marketing. And I don't think, you know, MailChimp and AWeber and all these people who are vanguards of the industry are saying, sure, we'll sell you that for this much more. But I kind of disagree with that approach, because I think everyone needs to be doing at least basic segmentation, and tagging makes it just makes much more sense than creating all these separate lists and, of course, being charged for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to be encouraged to do this, because the more you know about your subscribers, the more you know about your customers, especially, the better you can provide a service to them that's not annoying. And it changes how you approach the copy as well, because if you're sending an email saying, you may have seen this, or I don't know if you saw this, what I talked about last week, it's awkward, it's clumsy. It's a lot better to say, you were on the webinar on July the 10th, and we're doing it again. You know, being able to say, I know this about you, therefore I know you will be interested. Or we met at a conference, you know, in Denver, instead of, did you see me in Denver? Because you're talking to a person instead of the group as a whole. And when you're talking to a person, you get through to them better, and you can include the things you know about them. So
look at it from a conversion standpoint. So if I send out an offer email for a promo and someone clicks but doesn't buy, that is an important piece of information compared to someone who either didn't open the email or opened the email and didn't bother to click. The first person is probably seriously thinking about it. They at least went to check it out. And that's a very different message that I would send to that person compared to someone who doesn't seem to be interested at all. Maybe they didn't see it. With that person, you can say, hey, did you see this email? Because you didn't open it. Mm-hmm. But the person who saw it, clicked and looked, I mean, that's valuable information. I mean, even what if you gave them some incentive to tell you why they didn't buy? That's incredible information in return that you would also get from knowing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also the majority are the people who aren't going to buy. Like 95% are not going to buy. If you only focus on the 5% who take the action, what about the majority? What about all the others who might be ready later? They might, as you say, have good reasons why they didn't take action right now. There's a lot of money and goodwill sat there that you could be just ignoring.
Yeah. Well, you know, and the other thing that's interesting too is how much more you can do when your email is actually fully integrated into the platform. And this is what I want to ask you about in regards to Rainmaker, Chris, because I'm, you know, as I go through and start using some of these features, I mean, I'm finding so many more options available for tagging and segmentation and you know, being able to adapt the content based on what people do on the website, which if you're just using a third party email provider, that, you know, you can obviously do a lot based on how they, you know, what they click in the email and all of that stuff. But actually having it integrated into the platform gives you a whole world of other information that you can use to tailor the experience that you're giving them.
Yeah. And one of the things that I know you and Brian have talked about a lot is the free member library concept or the free course. And we've really focused on making that as useful and valuable as possible, because if you're sending people off of your site to a third party training platform or video hosting platform, you're losing a lot of opportunity to know about what is really engaging to them, what is really exciting for them or gets them to take action or what they want to go deeper into. So having just that website and that training platform in one, that's a huge increase in what you know about your customers or your prospects. If you look at how we use it, we know if somebody has started Brian's course versus started the funnel course or Chris Lehmer's course. We know if they're a paid person or a free person. So we have a free library, as you know, we do what we teach. We know to not send people information based on whether they're free or paid, and not just, we don't want to send them the stuff that you should pay for, but also we don't send them things that will annoy them. Like, we don't tell them to buy what they've already purchased, which sounds basic, but how many times have you signed up for something where they should know, but they still tell you irrelevant things, or they still mistake you for being a prospect when you're already a customer? If you just like go around the web and you see all the remarketing ads for stuff that you've already purchased, you know what I'm talking about. But then as we add to the platform, we want to look at people who haven't registered, maybe haven't even signed up for your email yet, but we still want to know information about them to use later. So think about, you've got a blog, and that blog has call to actions to get people to sign up for the email list and sign up for the free membership. And then that free membership gets people to pay. If you're sending people to separate sites or separate tools all along the line, you're losing those connections. But once somebody has shown that they're a human being and they're a return visitor, we want to build up information about them. So then you can start segmenting through your content and through your on-site experience. You can have on-site call to actions based on the actions they've taken and the interest they've shown. You can have blog post series that lead people to have a deeper interest in a topic. And then you can give them the opportunity to go deeper into that by registering for a free course, either as an email course or as a learning management system video-based course with downloads. And that's another opportunity for them to express more interest and show more action. Sign up for webinars. You know if they've signed up for the webinar, but did they attend the webinar? That's all information you can build up about them, and it's all through their actions and their interests rather than trying to infer, spy, or you know, use analytics, which is not really great for drilling down to an individual.
Tagging is really, I mean, it's an email concept, obviously, but it's also a CRM concept, and you're actually building a database of informed information. And, you know, so you can review that information, but, you know, Rainmaker does most of the heavy lifting for you. And I think that the really exciting thing that we're going to be able to move toward that third-party automation solutions can't is because you're essentially controlling the email list and the site in an integrated fashion, that allows you to truly adapt the site, literally change elements of the page based on, you know, topical interest, behavior, and identity. To where if a certain interest is determined, then instead of, say, for example, we sell a lot of different things, but if someone, you know, comes in at CopyBlogger through the email marketing landing page that sends them into My Copy Blogger along with everyone else. But that's valuable information because we know that their point of entry was email. So therefore, the follow-up sequence for that person is different from everyone else, even though they all ended up in the same place based on a tag that is placed right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you think about the themes we sell on Studio Press, if somebody buys the foodie theme versus the real estate theme, don't you think that's good information for us to know? It's like they're actually expressing that they've got an interest in industry, you know, in a vertical. And that is really useful information. We've got people in our customer base who are writers. We've got developers. They have different needs. They have a lot of overlapping interests, but they also have different interests as well. And you can service them better the more you know about them and know what they might be interested in. And also, if you give them an opportunity to express interest and they don't take that opportunity, that's also information that you can glean as well.
Yeah, let me ask you this, Chris, because you know, you and Nick, one of our developers, were geeking out and we were trying to extract reasonable deadlines from you like marketers do without much luck. But beyond, I mean, tagging is really the smarter way to segment. But you guys were talking about advanced segmentation and some other stuff that we have coming later in the summer for Rainmaker. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, one of the problems with tagging is a lot of the time a tag will be a yes or a no. So it's really interesting to say, Jared's interested in basketball, yes. But I think it's more interesting to be able to say, Brian started this course on June to the 22nd and show a different message if somebody started before June the 1st or after June the 1st. And then there's things like lead scoring. If somebody downloads a white paper, do you give them 10 extra points to say that they're really interested versus somebody who's got a lead score of 1? Is that person now a lead score of 20? And
so lead scoring, just so we don't lose anyone here, this is a way of giving a rating or a numerical value, if you will, to a prospect, in which case, if they are more highly motivated than someone else, you might send them an offer or a different message than you would send everyone else?
Yeah, exactly. Or you would use that to develop correlations between the activity you're doing and the quality of the prospects and leads that you're generating. Because you might want to know, did the Google Hangout do better than the white paper? Did the webinar serve you better than the email autoresponder sequence? So what is generating the best lead for the money and the investment you're making?
And where did they come from, I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And is a search prospect better than the Facebook advertising prospect? So it might not be just down to, you know, picking up the phone and calling your best prospects. It might be, okay, this is where investment is going and this is how it's paying off. Down to once they become a customer, did it take them a long time to become a customer? Did it cost you a lot of money to make them into a customer? You know, this is all valuable information that allows you to tune and tweak things. It's not just about, yes, we can show different messages on screen, we can show different email copy, but it's also where you're putting your effort. It's the 80-20 rule. 20% is going to be 80% of your payoff.
Chris, how would someone even try and do something like this, you know, with a mishmash of a bunch of third-party providers? Because that's, you know, as we've talked about, I mean, that's, you know, with Rainmaker and it being all integrated, and that's what I was kind of hinting at earlier when I said the one huge key difference, it is that integration, having everything in one. I mean, how would someone even do this at this level of sophistication when they're kind of putting parts and pieces together?
Well, we tried. We tried to piece all these things together. It didn't work so well. And that's why, you know, we built what we built. We built it for us. And you can actually see if you sign up for a Rainmaker trial or if you sign up for the digital commerce, you can actually see us using the stuff we've started building. And obviously, it's all going to roll out to everybody who's our customer on Rainmaker. But we couldn't really do this integrated thing. We were spending a lot of money and time in development to glue all these things together. And we just thought it would actually save us time and effort to build what we needed instead. Yeah. And just the multi-device world we live in, just take that alone, where you take a lot of actions on your phone and then you go to the website on your desktop because, you know, bigger screen and you're ready to use your credit card, and it forgets everything about you. That's what we want to get away from. We want people to sign up for your free course on their phone, be able to follow it on their iPad, and then download the PDFs on the desktop, and it all be the same person, the same experience, or an enhanced experience. We want you to tell us by viewing the video past 30% that you're interested, right? We don't want to glue all these different tools together. It needs to tell your email subscriber, your member record. It needs to tell your on-screen experience. It needs to tell your experience 6 weeks down the line that you showed an interest. It shouldn't forget about you. And you just, you can, if you've got a big team and a lot of effort, get some of that by gluing a lot of things together, but not what we needed and not to the level we want to take it.
And certainly if you're a, you know, there's a ton of businesses out there these days who are essentially one person and they do very well. Now, of course, they have virtual staff and freelancers and designers that are part of the ecosystem. But, you know, you need your technology to be your business partner, not a liability.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how many businesses have got the resources or even the time and bandwidth to have a team of people looking after this? Because every extra team member you add, or even if it's a freelancer, is taking mind share away from the, you know, you as a CEO. Yeah.
If your automation solution requires you to hire a consultant, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Yes.
But, you know, outside of this company, you know, I don't want to do myself out of a job. But yeah, the funny thing is how many of these tools are sold as being easy, but really they're consultant wear. And that's one thing to be really nervous about, because if you have to take a great deal of expensive training and then you have to have a lot of resources to manage the thing, and then you're so tied in because of all that investment that you're worried that you'll never be able to go anywhere else, then you're not doing your job. You're not marketing, producing products. You're not doing customer service. You're dedicating all that resource and that energy to a tool. The tool should serve you, not you it.
Yeah. And Chris, did I hear you correctly? You mentioned earlier, I mean, we've talked a lot about obviously the importance of the logged in experience and what you can do from a marketing automation perspective when people are logged in. And the importance of that will never dissipate. But did I hear you that folks will be able to perform some of those marketing automation functions even when people aren't logged in?
Yeah, I think that's important for us as a step that we need to work towards as much as possible. Like you say, the logged-in experience is going to be the ultimate, because we know if they hit that Facebook login button or that Facebook registration button, we've got a lot of information about them and then everything they do, right? But not everybody's going to log in and not everybody's ready to log in. A blog reader doesn't need to be logged in. So they're reading an article. We want to know that they are really interested in the 3D printing category versus the basketball category without them having to log in. And then clicking links, you don't have to necessarily log in to show an interest because you've clicked a link. So all of that needs to be, if they're logged in, great. If they're not logged in, to still work.
I think you and I need to create a site where it's possible for someone to take a path of either 3D printing or basketball.
Well, Nick and I were actually talking about using these tagging and segmentation rules features to do a choose your own adventure. Do you remember those books?
Yeah.
we're actually seriously considering making a choose your own adventure using these tools. And I think that'll be fun.
That would be fun.
Get 10 plus points and -5 health, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. All right, so can we nail you down on dates when all this stuff's going to be done?
No, you cannot.
No. No. Or if we do...
We do have one date that we're fairly...
Well, yeah, we really want to get this into your hands as soon as possible, but at the same time, we want it to be great. So I really hate promising, but in July, we definitely want you to be able to tag people and to be able to show or hide based on those tags? Because
I mean, tagging really is the new killer app of the killer app, because and it's not necessarily new, but most of the solutions out there that offered this, like I mentioned earlier, it's an upsell or it's thousand. You know, remember when we tried out Marketo and they finally figured out that we don't have a sales team and their solution wouldn't work for us. But we paid a lot of money for that. And of course, that was the moment when we decided to build it ourselves. But, you know, the integration in Rainmaker is interesting because it's a total platform. We don't have to maximize profit on email. So not only do we not upcharge you for tagging, you'll see that our email prices, despite world-class servers and deliverability, are cheaper than everyone else out there. And that's just simply because it's all part of one solution. And you got all these companies that are SaaS companies that are basically a feature. And Rainmaker is the exact opposite philosophy of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a lot of these systems as well, they don't understand that one company can have multiple brands. But back to the start of Copyblogger, when you started teaching sales with Tony, Brian, you had Copyblogger and you had Teaching Sales. And a lot of these companies don't understand that concept that you might want to email from Teaching Sales as Teaching Sales, even though the company is Copyblogger. And with our solution, you have your subscribers are your subscribers, and it doesn't matter what websites you have, you can brand it from those different sites. So you have the advantage of it being one subscriber going across two brands, but you can also email from that brand. So Showrunner can email somebody, StudioPress can email somebody. And we could actually charge extra for that, but it sounds silly to me. It sounds like something that would be obvious for you to be able to do. A lot of those systems are set up for, like, as you said, a salesperson to lead them from being a prospect to a yes or a no, and then dismissing them and discarding them. And, you know, we've got people going back to 2007 that are still loyal customers. Why would we do that?
Yeah. Well, this is all, it's all very exciting. Obviously, Brian and I love seeing these new features and getting to play with them, and we love the ability to share them with you as well. And we'd love for y'all to go to rainmakerplatform.com and take a test drive. I mean, what was the Rainmaker email service is now Rainmail. It is fully integrated in the platform, and you can take a free trial of the platform if you go to rainmakerplatform.com. We've also added a monthly billing option now that you can take advantage of and get in there, test it out, try it out. We got Chris to go about as far as he will go in terms of a promise by letting you know that there will be some new features in July. But really, there are going to be new features rolled out in July and August and September, because we're constantly updating the platform with new features, with new updates, to be able to do all of the things that we talked about in this episode today. So make sure that you go to rainmakerplatform.com. Get your free trial started and see how this can take your marketing and your business to the next level, because the features are great and they will be able to do that. Well, Chris, thank you for your insight. It's always appreciated.
It's always fun. I just hope I haven't overpromised, but I'm sure it's fine.
And Brian, thank you as well. Always great to have you back on the show.
I'm pretty sure he hasn't overpromised.
You'll make sure of it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, everybody, we will talk to you next week on another brand new episode of The Digital Entrepreneur.